You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth. This is episode 87. Stop laughing. I'm your host, Lita, and joining me that way is my co-host, Stone. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Why were you laughing for? Like, right now, why are you laughing?
It was just because I looked at our picture to go in, and I was like, damn it, I need to update that.
Yep.
I've been thinking, and I still
it's okay. Apparently you have a lot of stuff to do.
Apparently I do.
Apparently.
Yeah. So, yeah. Shit happens, right?
Anyway. Oh, no. I said our episode was 86. It's actually 87. Oops. 87. I'm going to update it now. There we go. It's done. It's fixed.
Okay. All right.
That,
cool.
That was easy.
Wow. Well, that's what she said. Yeah. Exactly. All right. So we got lots of things to cover. So how about we just get straight into it? So it's got a fair bit.
Just go right in there.
Just do it.
Just give her.
All right. Yep. Just give it right there.
So, calm before these dorm funded last weekend, I believe. So surveys were sent out. So please go fill out your surveys and have fun because it's on Halloween this year. DitchCon, however, is now doing their Kickstarter, and this sounds really cool. Belle is going to do a villains ball. That's pretty neat.
I know.
That sounds exciting. I'm very excited for that. That'd be pretty cool because you get dressed up as any bad guy. That's awesome.
I know. So many to choose from. That was cool.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
The party is on Wednesday, October the 30th. And if you want to back it, you can go to bit.ly/DitchConKickstarter.
Exciting.
Don't believe they need as much. Okay. Well, there's the ice machine. There's our third co-host. Hello, Ice Machine.
Hello, Ice Machine.
Yeah, it's been a while since the Ice Machine made a appearance on the show.
Yeah. So,
oh, well.
That's true.
But yeah, 42%
funded.
Oh, is it 42? Okay, cool. Cool. Yeah. I have not put in yet. I need to talk with Carrie first, but I'm going to probably.
Same. So, I don't need to talk to Carrie, but don't need to do
that. I think you should get approval from her as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Carrie's in charge of everything.
Yeah, okay.
Carrie's in charge of my life, and Carrie's in charge of your life too.
Oh, excellent. All right. Yeah. Cool. Good to know.
I mean, it's cool that you know that now, right? So, yeah, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, I wasn't aware. So good to know.
Now you know, and knowing is half the battle. Okay, DitchCon. Yeah, right. So DitchCon. I believe you're having it in the same location. So still in the Hill State, still in the Hilton, first floor. Should be good. If you want to go help, go to bit.ly/DitchConKickstarter, and we'll post that link on the show. Belle has done a great job this is the third one. I think this is the third DitchCon. No, fourth.
Fourth.
No. Fourth. I think she had two before, and then the third one was the Hallows End themed one, right?
Yeah.
So, this will be the fourth one.
Year.
Yeah. So,
last
yeah, year
was,
pretty cool.
That was good fun.
Yeah, it was. It was awesome. Except for the one bartender. Yeah, I was dressed up as a fat death reaper of death. That's what I was. Mm. I was dressed up as a fat reaper of death. And Carrie was dressed up as, like, her creepy-ass mime. And she did it on purpose because she knows I hate it. I hate it.
Yeah.
And she does it on purpose.
She did it so good.
And Carrie will look at you, or me, and do the very slight head tilt.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nope, nope, done. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Fired. And I went as basically either a Grim Reaper or a Warlock. Depends which way you want to
look. Well, you had sparkly mascara.
I know.
Stuff.
I was kind of, yeah, that's right. Because I was rocking the whole.
I thought you were trying to do more of a Sylvanas thing.
Yeah. But I was still Warlocky, Grim Reaper-y with the Sylvanas.
I know lots of people that would love that. Yeah. So.
Shut up.
It's great. It was great. It was great fun. It's great fun. Hello, Execute.
Hey, Execute.
So patch 8.2 is coming out June 25th. Is that not the date that I said?
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
And it just...
I don't remember. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure I said 17th or 25th or something. Or, sorry, 18th or 25th. So, from what I understand on the PTR, there's still a lot of bugs.
Because I've not seen anything.
There's still a lot of bugs. And, from what I get, the patch is not necessarily ready. Like, it's not Blizzard ready. So, do you remember how back in the day Blizzard would be like, listen, we're going to release stuff when it's ready. Like, ready.
Yeah.
We don't care about dates and times. Yes, we said it was going to come out on X date, but it's not good yet. And that's one of their things. Now, from what I understand, there's a lot of bugs. A lot.
And
they're pushing this out next week on June 25th. Because Final Fantasy XIV has an expansion or some big patch is coming out. I don't know. I don't play it, but I know a lot of people that do. So it's not a surprise because they've done this before where it seems like they're targeting their release dates based on other games. So not necessarily when we as a player base are ready. They're now I shouldn't say now, but they're releasing based on other games releasing stuff, which I mean you want to, like, you do want to compete, but I kind of want that Blizzard of old where they don't care about other people because they know when they are done, they are going to put out something that is kick-ass, right?
Yeah, but the problem with that is it's a different world now to what it was 14, 15 years ago.
Yes.
Like, WoW has got so much more competition. Mm-hmm. You think about what games were around when we first started playing WoW. Games that I played, there was games around, obviously. Did I look at any of them? Nah. Do I look at any of them now? No. But there is so many games when I walk into EB Games and just look at what's there now. It's like it's massive.
Yeah.
So maybe they've just had to change their strategy because...
Is it worth doing that for the sake of not putting out a product that is as good as it could be?
Think, why would you want to piss off your player base with buggy content?
Yeah.
Because if we're going to have DCs and all of that, then people are going to get cranky and be like, well, flip table. Oh, go play Final Fantasy, who's just come out. You know what I mean? Like, So, yeah, I think why wouldn't they stick with the tried and true is release it when it's ready. And, yeah, Steam didn't exist when WoW came out. Absolutely spanky.
I still have the hope that Mike and Metzen will be able to pool their cash and buy Blizzard back out. And just be a separate thing and be like, you know what, we just want to make games. Yeah. So, well, with the patch coming out, we're going to now have access to flying. So from what I'm hearing, it should take about 2 to 3 weeks or 4 weeks or so. You know, it just depends on how much you play, because I believe it's unlocked with a rep in Nazjatar. But that comes with playing in the new zone, so shouldn't be a big deal. New zones, there should be two. Nazjatar is the, I want to call it the PvE zone, and Makagon is a more of a PvP zone where they're going to encourage PvP, and it's also going to have the eight boss dungeon. So you know how like Kara was
dungeon, was that's really like a freaking raid.
Yeah, so they're well, eventually when they put it into Heroic, they'll probably have it split into part one and part two, or upper and lower, and you know, whichever. Right. So it's no big deal. But the bigger thing is that the Heart of Sarroth gets rejigged. Right. So they're completely changing it. Now you can put in an essence. Wow. Well, that's higher than mine. I'm 44 because I don't really play my main a whole lot. I'm busy leveling alts to get more mount runs in that I'm still not getting.
Yeah.
But there's supposed to be like an essence stuff. So you got greens, blues, purples, and oranges where you can put them into the essence slot. And you can upgrade them and all that. You can't upgrade them, but you can find better ones. You can put those ones in. So it's kind of neat. On the Mount front side, though, I'm very excited that with this new patch, very, very excited. Hellfire.
How many's coming?
Well, what? No. I have no idea. There are lots of mounts, but I'm talking about mount farming of old stuff.
Oh, right.
Hellfire Assault. Okay? The very first boss in Hellfire Citadel. You can now solo it easily.
No.
Because before you couldn't. You had to be a demon hunter so you could rush back and forth between the two sides. It's possible, but it's very, very hard. Now they've fixed it. I'm like, thank goodness. So now Hellfire is going to be mine.
Okay.
That's the part I'm more excited about. I mean, to be honest, that and flying are the two things that I'm more excited about in this new patch. Honestly, I guess a continuation of the plot. Right, just to see what's gonna happen, right? Like
there'll be new pets.
Yes, sir. Yep.
I just realized that. Guess what? I leveled all mine last squirt day.
Your last super squirt day?
Last super squirt day.
Okay.
I got them all leveled. Wow.
Wow.
I've got more pets.
Wow.
Okay. Anyway.
Wow.
What?
It's
90.
I think one of the cool things that I'm looking forward to is seeing Queen Ashara. We have not seen her.
Okay.
Right? And now this is her. It's not like an avatar. But it's not like she has never really made an appearance, like a solid, like, yeah, this is me. I'm going to kick your ass. No, she is here and she's going to come and take names, right? You know, and this is going to be good stuff. So I don't know if we're going to kill her, right? Like I don't know, right?
Guess sure. We wait and see.
Well, I guess so, right? So,
yeah.
So I mean they killed off Dan, right? But he served his purpose in order to bring the next expansion around. So now he's done. So what do they have in store? Right? What's next after her? That will tell us if she will be playing a big part or not, right? So so the bigger thing that really caught my attention was back in March, Ian had this made this little comment about, hey, we're thinking about maybe doing a level squish. And I completely understand why. Because when you look at a new player trying to play this game, they come in and they buy this game. Yes, they get a boosted level 110. Okay, fine. But if they were to play more characters, they look at that and they're like, oh my goodness, I don't want to play more twos because I have to level up like 120 levels. And that by itself is like, wow, that's big. Now for you and I, that's not a big deal because like we're used to it. Like we know how to do that. For somebody new, Blizzard wants new people, and I think they need new people. So I get why a level squish is something that they want. But this comment that came out last week about there were surveys that were sent out about how people would like the level squish to look, because it's coming. Like, it's basically, there is going to be a squish. How do you want that to look? So, somewhere between March and June, they made that decision to be like, yes, we are going to do a squish.
Okay.
And I think if people don't want this to happen, I mean, they need to have like a lot of pushback, but I don't think it's going to get pushback. Not from what I've seen online. Right. The only thing that kind of even comes close to this, I think for me, was the whole flying thing. Cause do you remember when flying, they were like, listen, we are going to take out flying. Done. Right? And everyone lost their minds. And I was like, like, we like flying. Yeah. We like to be up and around. And sure, give us flying when those zones are no longer like the actual things to be playing. But let us still fly around, because like, you guys have done a lot of the work and it looks great. I want to be able to fly around and see things. So they went back on that, right? I don't see them going back on this leveling thing. Not from what I've seen online. I think a lot of people want the squish. At first, my immediate knee jerk was, oh God, no. No, because I look at my character and I see, oh, I'm 120, right? And I know what my character has been through. I know that it's been through all those expansions, and it's got that path. Now, if they did a level squish, there is a thought that, you know, I was having a discussion with LB, and it's possible that we could go back to level 6, back to a max of level 60. However, you'd have power progression for each different expansion. So, for instance, if you max out to 60, then if you did quests in Northrend, there would be 10 levels of separate power that only apply to your character only when you're in those zones.
Okay.
So then that way, for a new player, all that you'd have to really do is go from one to 60 and then jump into the new zones and off you go. It's not as hard, right? It's not as time consuming. Yeah. So I can see that being, you know what, when I sat back and I was like, I think I could deal with that, because it's similar to professions, how they are now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you... you love your alts, right? And would you be opposed to the squish? Or... I'm just curious on what you think about the process as we have now compared to what we could potentially do and what some thoughts are on that, right?
Right. Okay. So for me, I guess the way that I've always looked at the game is that I will trust whatever Blizzard gives to me and just hope that it is what's going to work well. I'm not necessarily saying I'm like, yay, you know, level squish, or, oh, boo, I'm going to go back. I'm like, I don't know until I try it. So if Blizzard thinks this is the way that we've got to go, okay, then that's the way we go. Like, it's just, but like you, it's the same thing as kind of going, well, I've put a lot of time into my May compared to every 50 million other alts that I've got. But Leader will always be my main and always be my first love. So I will do everything that I can on her. If that's what they're going to go and do, well, then I'm just going to just go with it. Like, if they feel this is the way it needs to be, okay. All right. So we do it and see how it goes. You know?
Did you ever hear about this before? Or is this the first time that you've heard of it?
No, I think you'd mentioned it. I'm sure we had a discussion about it.
Okay.
Not obviously. It was a mention months ago, but...
Yeah.
Because I don't look a lot into what's coming. I used to do all that, and I found that I got very burnt out with knowing or having an expectation versus reality.
Yeah.
So I just ended up, I stopped reading the stuff and just go, okay, I'm going to trust whatever. When I log in, I'll figure it out. Okay. And, you know, and then go from there and be like, right, okay, so now I'll look at the guides. Now I do this. It's not like I'm raiding. It's not like I'm doing the hardcore stuff where I need to be up to date with all of that. So I don't look at anything. A lot of times I miss it anyway, because when the information comes out, obviously time zones is a big thing. So I miss it. And I don't go back, because if I go back on Twitter or on anything, you know, that's all I'm going to spend my day doing is going back and reading stuff. And, you know, one, I want to play the game. Two, I want to talk to my friends. Three, I want to see my family. Four, I want to bake. So I just have to just go, you know what? I don't look for it. I'll just wait till it rocks up and then see what happens, because it's just, for me, it's easier for me to deal with that way. Otherwise I'm going to get myself burnt out, and I don't want to get burnt out on a game that I love. So, and after 15 years, I still haven't. Came close, but we didn't get to that point, thankfully. So, yeah. So it's just, that's just how I look at things, because otherwise it would drive me nuts. Would drive me nuts, and I don't have time. Work already drives me nuts, you know, and that pays for WoW. So I need WoW to be my fun stuff and not to drive me nuts, except when I'm chasing stuff that I really want, like mounts and pets and
transmog
rep and transmog. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But that's a different level. That's a different level of frustration.
Sure.
So yeah. So for me, as I said, I trust what I'm gonna trust with what they give me, and we will see how it goes. If it does happen this time around, or when, or, you know, when.
It's when. Yeah. And the theory is that this is going to be the next pre-patch. Sorry, the next expansion pre-patch. So the 9.0.
Yeah, okay.
And I think one of the things that, like, initially, I mean, my first gut, I don't know, it was just, oh, God. Like, no. And because when I looked at it, I'm like, well, it's not the same as a power squish. You know, how, like, we've had twice now. It's not the same thing. And it's not the same as our power being nerfed. Because of new zones to deal with. Because now when you finish one expansion, you know, you more or less replace your gear, right?
Yeah.
So it's not the same. And it's funny.
Get that green gear that's better than the purple.
Than the purples, right? Yeah. And it's funny that I feel like I'm attached to the number. And I don't know. And it's, I feel weird about that, because it's just a number, right? Mm. Like, who cares, right?
We've worked hard to get to the point that we've got at. So I understand where you're coming from. Because, like you said, you've put a lot of time and effort into where you've got your main, in particular, obviously, as well as then your alts. It's a lot of time frame. What was the last time you did a slash played? I haven't done that on later for ages.
I refuse to do a slash.
So, air conditioning.
Ice. I feel like, no, it's not the ice machine. It's Carrie in the kitchen.
Okay.
I feel like I'm the old timer that,
get off my lawn,
maybe can't embrace that change. And then, but when I look, when I really sit back and think, well, if I'm 120, what does that matter if now I'm 60 plus 10 levels of power in BC, 10 in miss, 10 in blah, blah, blah. who cares? It's going to be the same thing, right?
Yeah, you know, but it's that number because you've strived to reach 120 in current content. You've done current content from day dot.
Yeah.
So I understand the point of going, well, hang on, if they're shifting it from 120 back to 60 or back to whatever, you're like, well, damn it, hang on, I've gone through how many expansions, how much time to do to get to 120? And now they've stripped me, which I haven't, but you've been stripped back to 60 or whatever it is. And then you've got these, what do you call them? Paragon or whatever it
is. Well, yeah, and that's just a theory because we don't know. Like, we have no idea. We just know that a squish is going to come. And I think this whole thing where you go to 60 and then 10 levels for each expansion, if you wanted to go into those, then fine, right? I think that would be the preferable option.
I think you've got a valid point, which I completely understand, and part of me also feels that. But the other part of me goes, you know, it's okay. I understand. I've got the niece or the nephew.
Yeah, but I can't hear your side.
Oh, so. Good. Well, that's good because I can. And I'm like going, can kill them. So, yeah, it's so I know what you mean. I understand that point. And part of me feels that too. But the bigger part of me is, just going, I trust. I'm putting my trust in what Blizzard's given us.
Because sure, I mean,
as far as I'm concerned, they haven't gone wrong for me and perhaps how I play the game, which again is different for everyone because obviously I don't play the game on the same level as you or the same level as the chat room or whichever. We all play it on a different level, but I'm just trusting
I feel like my feelings on this, like I personally feel that my feelings on this are wrong because I shouldn't be attached.
They're your feelings.
Right. And I know that they're my feelings, but when I try to step back and maybe try and look at it from Blizzard's side, seeing, well, that seems like a lot to get through. So why don't we make the levels like this and then have the branches off? Then I think, well, yeah, so maybe my feelings are wrong and maybe I shouldn't be so attached to the 120. Yeah.
True.
And just accept it and know that, you know, Blizzard's trying to keep the game like alive and more fresh. and more fresh. And I would say more inviting to new players. And I think that's the key is that this squish is not a power thing because they can do squishes and all that, blah, blah, blah. Right. This is to make it inviting for new players, and I think we need new players in.
Definitely, absolutely. You can't.
It's so funny. Like I was
old-timers.
Well, and that's the thing too is that, you know, I'm thinking, well, they're making this decision not for me, right?
No,
they're making it for the health of the game. I think, and it. Right. And it took me a little bit of time, like about a good week of me being back and forth on it. Bless you.
Yeah. Okay. So say we think of another game that's just come out. I don't know. Seraph is talking about Harry Potter, whatever it is. Obviously it's a mobile game, but let's just say you get this game and the max level is 120. You and me, if we've just started it, And he's been playing it for years.
Yeah.
And we go, well, geez, we've got to get to 120 before we can really do anything. That's going to take a lot of time and effort.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
You know, so we turn around and go, no, stuff that. I'm going to go play something else because why would I want to invest all that time? So absolutely, from a business point of view, Blizzard needs to say, well, how, you know, the chunk of the pie, let's use pie, for hold gamers.
On. What kind of pie is that? Raspberry pie. Whatever. Okay. There we go.
Apple.
Apple pie. Okay, let's do apple.
Apple pie.
Yeah.
Apple pie.
Good old apple
maybe?
Pie.
I don't know. I don't really make pie. Maybe it should be cake. Okay. Make sorry. More cake.
Sorry.
Well, I just picked something round and my first thought was pie. But anyway, I
think it could of something be cake. Else being round.
Cake or pie. Anyways, okay. There's many round things.
Many round things. Like a full moon. Great big full moon.
That's true. But anyway, getting back to pie, because pie is good. So obviously the, you know, 15 years ago, the games that were available, so WoW was a fair chunk of that. But as the years have come along and there's more and more games, the players have not necessarily, I'm not saying it's reduced, it's just that it's starting to, there's other games starting to take
the little
more
bits
attention
away. Yep.
From gamers. Now, whether those gamers have played WoW or not played WoW, they're still deviating to perhaps other places. And those people that go, well, okay, I've leveled, I've played some of this expansion, it's not for me. Or it's just purely like, well, I've done everything, I've done all the raiding, you know, I've spent 6 months doing this, I'm done, or I've spent a year doing it, I'm done, I'll wait till the next expansion. Because a lot of people will play and then they'll stop. Like, they've done everything they want to do within yep. the game. It doesn't mean they've done everything of the game. They've just done what they've wanted to do for the game. So they'll just go, right, I'm done. I'll move on to another game and I'll come back when this expansion is out, when the next expansion is out. So I suppose Blizzard, from a business point of view, is going, well, how do we get more chunk of the gaming pie?
Maybe the market share of the gaming pie.
Yeah, the market share, yeah. Because there are a lot of people that play games. So, you know, not everyone is loyal like you and I. I don't play anything else. I mean, obviously, you go and play Overwatch and Diablo. And
I mean, I do stuff. Play other games, but honestly,
yeah.
If you your were to is, compare is that, it's like 5 to 10% of my other games is other games.
That's
like
right.
The rest is WoW. So WoW is my game, and that's why I don't buy games because I do have a game that I like to play still.
Hmm. Yeah, and a lot of times I don't play anything else because I'm too busy thinking, well, if I was playing WoW, I would be doing this, and I'm just like, well, why? I love playing WoW, so why do I want to play something else when I'm going to sit there and just be like, well, I should be doing this in WoW. I want to be doing this. So, but obviously, we're not everyone.
No.
There are other people that go and play other games. They don't play WoW all the time. What? Yeah, I know. There are other people that do that. So,
WoW.
Wow. There's
my Owen. There's my Owen Wilson. WoW.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Wow.
Excellent. So, yeah, so I suppose it's that market share of trying to get new people. Definitely. Again, I just think we've got to wait and see.
Well, I mean, yeah, we don't know. They could make it, hey, you're going to level up to 40. I don't know. And then you go through different expansions. Who knows? Like, we really don't know. The only person I think that really does know is Ian. that's it. You know, and I think they're being pretty tight-lipped on it. I know that they were requesting thoughts on it, so hopefully, you know, that would be cool. I mean, I think I personally would like the whole level 60 plus the different forks. Sure.
I think they should have done it at 100. I think that they should have
level thought of 100.
Yeah. Because 100's like a nice round
number. It seems still kind of high, though, but, you know?
Again, yeah. Right. Yeah, I know. And it's kind of like,
I think they're looking at the psychological side of things, where they want it to be a number that it feels strong, but doesn't feel like it's too far away, right?
Yeah. And well, you can go 1 to 60, and
I think 60 is not bad, right? I think 60 is that nice. Well, you know, it feels strong, but it's far. But it's not too far.
Yeah, because well, obviously you're not going to have.
They won't
heirlooms have all the, when no, you no. As a new player.
No,
but 1 to 60 is still much more quicker now than it was back in vanilla.
It's possible that they could come out with, they'll probably increase the amount of XP that you need between levels as well. I think the 1 to 60 right now would be too short. I think they'd want it a little bit longer. Maybe not twice as long. I think that would be too hard, but.
We all enjoy something a bit longer, Stone.
That's why I like you so much. That's why I like you so much.
Sam.
Love you. I mean, I was throwing it out there, and I was like, I could see in your eyes. I could see your eyes. You were like, but
there are times.
I mean, I guess we'll. Times. I mean, we really just have to wait and see at this point, and hope for the best, right? So
yeah, it'll be interesting to see where we're going to go forward, and I suppose it's like anything, time will tell.
There was another thought on this, is that we have Classic coming out.
Mm-hmm. Yep. 28th
in August, 26th, but I'm somewhere around there. But, you know, if we have 60 levels in Classic, you know what? You know what they're probably going to... Oh, man. What if... Hold on.
What? Oh, God. I can see the cogs turning.
What if... they took normal WoW, right? Whoops, hit the mic, because that's Classic. And converted them all to Classic. And then at a certain point, if you wanted to move forward into the new expansion stuff, you could. If you didn't want to, you didn't have to. It's just, okay, I think it was kind of weird that, hey, we're going to be coming out with Classic and that's 660 levels. And now we're going to do a level squish. Well, if you're going to come out with Classic... why are we doing a level squish? I mean, besides the appeal of getting new players kind of thing. Because if people want to play the new way, or I guess we want to say the modern way, with levels being as high as they are, then let them play that, right? Versus going into Classic. I mean, we just talked about why they shouldn't, right?
Changed,
so though. Yes, yeah. So I just very briefly, I was thinking,
the world of Warcraft. Yeah,
I'm going to tell you right now. Outside of your house, the real world has changed as well.
Yeah.
Every time I poke my head out that door, I'm like, oh my god, what is going on?
This is why I don't like going.
What is the matter with people
outside? I know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Some more than others. Anyway.
People are the worst.
Whole different conversation.
Okay. So Okay. We'll wait and see. So what have you been doing in WoW lately, Lita?
Well, I was doing fires earlier, so because Midsummer's just started. Yay! And there's a... So there was two new achievements. Yay! So there was... there's fires in Zeldazar and fires in...
Kul Tiras?
Thank you. Oh, God. Mental blank, I tell you. I got far too much stuff going around my brain. Seriously. So I went and got those, which that was good. I actually didn't even get game. I actually walked straight up to one of the Alliance ones where I had to, you know, once you desecrate it, you're going to get ganked. And I'm like looking, and there's about 7 Alliance players all doing a daily right where this one is in Drusbar. Okay. And I'm just going... I'm going to get flagged. They're going to gank me. And I'm like, you know what? Nah, stuff it. I'm just going for it. Yeah. If I do, I do. Doesn't matter. And I get in and like, there's this troll rogue who comes out of nowhere and then ganks this Alliance dude. So as they're all not paying attention, I've just come in and just gone, desecrate, get out of there. And I didn't get ganked. And I was like,
nice.
I don't even know how I did that. So I was really super happy about that. So I've done that. There's a new Hearthstone toy. So I want to get that. It's a fire. I can't remember what it's called, but it's a fire one. So I want to get that. That's 300.
Flowers.
Flowers. Thank you. And yeah, so I'll do some of that later and obviously tomorrow. And, be happy about that. I didn't notice. Well, I thought I noticed that there might have been a new heirloom piece to 120 because I don't remember it there last year. And it was 600. You need 600.
Oh, just like an upgrade one.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I think they would have had that. I think that would have been new this year because last year max level was not 120. So.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, that's sweet. I've done that. And then the other super exciting news, and I haven't even made a normal tune yet, but I got the Kul Tiran.
Nice.
Allied race.
Finally.
So thank you to Execute, who ran me through Siege of Borealis. And we did it, which was good. So huge, huge thank you to him. And yeah, so I've got it. So the first thing I did was I made my blood thirsty.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Which is what I wanted to do. So I'm still cranky. I can't make a warlock, but I made a hunter. So I'm happy on that. And she's super cute. And I'm happy. And you know what? The bird of prey, because they get a bird of prey. They get a bird. An eagle. Thing. Hawk. It's doing pretty good. Like, I'm just going to stick with it for the moment. I'm not even going to a turtle. Right. Yeah. And I'm like, hell yeah. So, but I think I might make a mage too. Anyway, that's for another show. So I'm super happy about my gut. So I've now got all the allied races. And I think I got a new mount because I got the achievement for doing the Horde Alliance quest zones on both. I got two new mounts, actually. I got another one, but I can't remember what that was for. So I think I'm up to like 360
nine
one or
oh,
362.
Come on.
So, come on. Well, I'm getting there. Pandaria still hates me. Goddamn world bosses won't.
The world bosses. Yeah. I have a problem with those. I wish Blizzard would change the drop rate on those world bosses because it's just a one in 2000 is silly. Come on. Come on. Come on, Blizz.
Yeah, it's going to take a long time. Again, it's not like I haven't been you know, farming this stuff since, well, literally day dot. But it's like I go over there and I'm like, Undasta, come on, please. Come on, please. Undasta. Like, it's just out of the way. Just, nope. Nope. Here, have 20
Have some gold. Bone. No, here's have some more some bones.
You don't need the bones because you've already got the white raptor. But I'll just give you another 12 bones.
It's going to be... Like, oh. I love 12 bones.
So, yeah, 12 bones. Mm. So, anyway, that's that's pretty muchly been the big stuff that's happened to me. So, what about you? What have you been doing?
So Midsummer Fire Festival came out, and I decided to create a mini add-on for me.
Oh.
So put on all the fires and all that stuff and made it work with the new I made it work with the new mapping IDs because Blizzard changed maps in 8.0. And that's why a whole add-ons that required maps broke because they were using the old way and the new way. They're supposed to be able to still use both, but some of them don't work.
Yeah.
So using the new maps, you know, so I was playing around with that, and it's been a rough month. It's been a rough month since we last talked, and a really rough week. On Friday was really rough, really bad. Like last week, I've had a stomach flu of some kind. So anything that goes into me comes out through my nose, through my ears, you know, whichever way it can find, it's coming out. So then I thought I got over it. And then it came back, and it came back hard, and it came back so hard. It put me into the emergency room. Because I had no water inside me at all. I was just done. And apparently I passed out. And Carrie had to go call 911, and they came, and she said apparently I was talking, and I tried to get up with them, but my legs gave out again, so they had to carry me to the stretcher, and I don't remember that. Okay. Like, I don't remember that at all. I just remember being in the hospital and being like, what is, like, where are we? And knowing which one I was at, I was like, oh God, I'm going to die because this one's not a great one. So,
well, you didn't.
Well, I didn't. So, but no, we did blood work and my blood came back nearly perfect. So they're like, well, we think you just got a stomach flu. Have you been flying anywhere?
Yeah.
No. Like where am I going to go? Right. I mean, they don't know that. So they need to ask if I've been off into like Belize or something where I pick up like, Ebola. And, no, they just said I have a stomach flu of some kind. And I thought I got over it again this week and it started coming back last night. I'm like, what the hell's going on? And I started thinking about it, and a lot of my really bad times during the last 2 or 3 weeks came when I was eating popsicles. And these just normal run-of-the-mill popsicles is just iced water with flavor. From what I understand, inside of this particular popsicle is xanthar gum or something like that, and it's used as a sugar, but it's also used as like a just like an agent to get things thicker because everybody wants a thick popsicle, right? So I mean,
well,
I mean,
it can be good, definitely, but you know,
it depends on the flavor, right? So apparently, that can possibly cause the problems that I had, but I don't think so. Maybe. So I've been eating a lot of rice now, and rice is like beautiful. I've been eating so much rice, and now, and it's fine. So I don't know what's going on. So I don't know if I'll be here next month or what. Who knows? I've been leveling an alt. What?
Yeah. No. I was just gonna say, well, maybe the body's had a reaction to some kind of additive.
Yeah.
That they've put in, which could come from the gum or could come from.
I never had this problem until I had Coke Zero for the very first time. And
yeah, don't drink that shit.
I was like, okay, mom, fine, I'll have some. And I don't like it. It tastes like diet Coke. It's the same thing, man. So but ever since then, like that night, that's when I began going downhill, and drinking water. In and out, man. It's gone. Like, holy cow.
Yeah.
So.
That's all.
Yeah. I don't know why, but I'm hoping things get better because. I mean, it's putting Carrie through hell, too, absolutely. Because, you know, Carrie sees me pass out and she's like, oh my God, right? You know?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, Spanky, I tend to not go for those kind of things. But I found that, you know, if I have things with, aspartame, I'm fine. I know people that have had it that have really strong, like they can't have that stuff. I think in the Coke Zero though, I think there's that one, but I think they added another one. Potassium asphaltate or something like that, which is not necessarily in a lot of other diet-ish drinks. So I wonder if that one in particular set things off in me because it is not in the popsicles. So I'm still going to blame Coke Zero because can you just, you know... Just make Coke, for Christ's sakes. Stop trying to... Hey, guys, we're going to do... It tastes just like Coke. No, it doesn't. No. You're going to get me all pissed off now. So, back to Warcraft. I've been leveling a couple alts, and now I'm working on a Maghar Hunter. And, okay, cool. Yeah, I know I'm playing Horde side, and it's not that I'm changing main. Yeah, I play both sides, but my main is Dwarf. That's my main. So that's how it is, but I like to get more characters to get mount runs, right? Just to do lots of mount runs, because I want my mounts. So more characters you get at max level, the better. Our guild Phalanx of Nod, we got our head of the curve on Jaina. Was it like before the last episode? I can't remember because it feels like it's been a while. I don't know, but if we talked about this last time, then sorry, but. We got that, and but it doesn't look like we're gonna get Crucible because we don't have enough people that want to run it. So we only have 3 weeks because the new raids are gonna be coming out July 9th, and that's when the achievements for the old raids are gonna go away.
Okay.
So you have to get them done on July 8th, like the night of, right? So.
Yeah,
Crucible is a pain. Well, I mean, I just want to get the achievement, but I don't want to pay for it. I mean, I've got a character that's geared-ish. I mean, it's geared. It's geared enough to go in and do it. I mean, we're not going to run Mythic because we're not that kind of a guild. But I think I really wish we could go do Crucible.
Fingers crossed.
I think the other thing I noticed is, no, I think we did talk about it last time, was the AIE noob run. They have a raid. Okay, so we did talk about that.
Yeah.
And I haven't been back since, but I kind of want to, because, I mean, I did have a little fun there, so.
Well, eventually. If we hadn't have done the show, you probably would have been in the noob run, because I'm pretty sure they run it.
No, it's tomorrow night. No, the only...
Oh, is it tomorrow night?
Yeah, it's Saturday nights for me.
Tonight. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So...
Oh, yeah, Saturday for you, which is...
Which Sunday is Sunday for you. Can you guys, like, just stop screwing around with, like, the time zones and stuff and just...
It's not me stuffing the time zones up. It's you guys. Just catch up with me, would you? Hurry up. Everyone. Be on my time. Just that.
Anyway.
Okay.
Well, I mean, Spanky, I like to be behind. I mean, that's why my first ever character was a rogue, because we like to do it from behind. Do it from behind. So, where in the world of Warcraft are we? Lita, would you like to talk about this one while I pull up the thingy?
You know what I mean. I know. It's just funny, though. Okay, so, hey, Cinder.
This is the old one.
So, the old one, absolutely. So, we had lots of responses, which was super exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And that was our Alliance Tunes that was doing that. So, so we've got Moo Guy. So, let's go through. Holy hell, do we have that many?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Wow.
All right. So, MacGyver said BlackRock freaking depths? ? Introvert Genius says looks like Molten Core. Fresley says the Molten Core. Timothy says Ragefire Chasm? ? Ally said Stone. Let the record show that I waited and didn't ruin it in show chat with being a know-it-all. Thank you, Ellie. This is in Molten Core, specifically in the Room of Ragnaros.
Ding, ding.
Layla says, Molten Core, specifically the inner ring of Ragnaros' lair.
Ding, ding.
Titan's Creed said, Rag's house, more specifically his bedroom. Let the man sleep. No wonder he's so cranky.
Ding, ding.
Correct. As he said, Molten Core.
Yeah.
Which said MC. Scruffy Druid said Molten Core. Lady Emma said Ragnaros' lair in Molten Core. I've farmed there so many times.
Ding, ding.
Correct. Cody C said Molten Core. Thumb Knight said, my head says Molten Core, my heart says Westfall.
But I don't understand. Tom, that's Tom. Tom from Blue Recluse.
Blue Recluse. I'm like, where the hell in Westfall does he think it is? Because I'm like, what the?
Oh, Tom.
Westfall. Because I'm thinking of all of Westfall and I'm going, where the hell is kid named Westfall?
I think I'm so confused. Tom,
anyway.
Tom.
Nero says, my condolences on the tragic passing of Major Domo during your visit to Molten Core.
Nice.
Smiley face. Kalami says, Goldshy in?
I mean, it could be. I mean, if you went there.
Sound like that.
I mean, if you went there, you'd probably leave with a burning itch in some places.
Well,
so,
there'd be burning something. Yeah. That's for certain. Yeah. But, yeah. Okay. Now, Maleficaria?
Sure. Mal. It's Mal.
Maleficary? Mal. Okay. Mal. We're sorry, but your pants should be in another instance. Please log out and back into Molten Core. Yeah. Okay. Right. So,
I think we give the prize to the specific ones, right? Yes.
Because we did say we wanted you to be specific for this. This was because we figured people would get that it was Molten Core. We were looking for the Ragnaros' lair, obviously. Goldshire. So for everyone, Goldshire. Westfall. Yeah. I'm still going, Westfall. Tom, what the hell? Anyway. All right.
Okay.
So thank you, Allie, too, for holding off.
Yeah.
We do appreciate that. And we're going to do the same thing in a minute. Okay. Stone's going to.
So for the love of everything holy, actually, let me see if I can do preview editor. Oh, I can. Now is it going to screw?
So this.
Hold on.
Have you got it?
Hold on.
Okay.
I like that. And then we'll go like, okay.
I'm watching.
Oh. You're...
Okay.
Well, you shouldn't be able to see anything, right? So there we go.
No.
Okay. There we go.
No, good. But I'm waiting for it to pop up.
Okay. And
just like.
So again, like we did last time, like, we're not giving away anything. We just want to have some fun. So if you know where it is, don't say so in the chat. We're going to put out a tweet.
Put it up.
And. No, not yet. I'm just I'm just doing my
blank and then you can.
Yes, it did because I saved the scene change, so now I can just click a button.
Oh, so, right. Okay. I'm still learning.
It's okay. It's okay. So, yeah, just, you know, don't say anything in chat. Just wait till we do the tweet, and if you can, reply to that tweet, because that's where we record everything, is from the tweets.
Yeah.
And we're just having some fun, and... you're going to get a ding ding prize. I don't know.
You'll get a. Maybe we should get a, like a little sound bite. Like a.
Yeah, but we need something like really. Ding. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. I don't know. Okay, so I'm going
to
put it up.
You can have a date with me if they come to Australia. I'll take them out for coffee. That's your prize.
You know what?
You've got
you
to get to me.
You've got to get to me. You know, I don't know if going on a date with you is a good thing because you and your coffee.
Why?
You and your coffee? I spent a week with you. Oh, my God. You and your coffee.
What?
It was terrible. They don't have a French press. I can't believe they don't have a French press.
I've got everything here I need.
Man. So you're saying that they can come over to your house and you have all the equipment and the gear ready to go to make a proper coffee.
I will make coffee or I will take them out to I'm very lucky. I've got two of my favorite coffee shops in Brisbane. So that's fine. I don't have a problem with that.
Brisbane.
That's their prize. Like I said, they've got to get to me first. So,
Well, I know where you live.
Yeah, I know you do. So do certain other people, but not everyone does.
Okay.
Anyway, show the bloody picture.
All right. I'm only going to put it up for 2 seconds, and I'm sure people are going to pause on the screen, but whatever.
Yeah.
1, 2. There we go. So now you can go back and... you know, do the thing. But anyways, we'll put that out after, and we're just having some fun, you know.
Mm.
You know, you don't need to give away mount. Yeah, this one I think is gonna be a little bit harder than the other one, than the last one. But I feel like there's enough going on in the background that, you know, you should be able to look around and see and kind of maybe go out in the World of Warcraft and go and explore a little bit. And then, you know, and then you can, you know what would be cool is if you took a picture of yourself in the exact same spot. That would be neat.
Yes. Yes. If you figure it out, take a picture.
And don't say where it is. Just take the photo and just be like,
take a screenshot.
Here.
And be like,
oh, Allie, you should have done that. Because in the hot way, I can grab those and put those up too. And be like, look, all these people were here.
Yeah. Did you? Layla, did you do that?
Did you? You got it early on, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you know why? Yeah, she sent it private. No. She sent it privately. She sent it privately. Oh. That's why I don't remember it being in the big list of everyone's stuff.
Oh,
because I think she wanted to send it privately so other people weren't be like, oh, I know where I'm just going to go look at her stuff. Right. Because, I mean, that's what I would do. I just wait.
Just let us know. Yeah.
Just wait for her to do it.
No.
But.
Yeah. Well, that's true. That's true. But yes, I will certainly double check it. I'll have to have a look and see. But yeah. I like seeing the photos. I'm a sucker for a screenshot. What can I say? Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for a screenshot. That could have been a show title there too, Stone.
No.
I'm just saying. Now I've got to go check because I'm really sorry, Layla. I feel like I did see it and now I'm like completely, did I see it?
I'm looking at my hair right now and I'm getting distracted.
Are you? While
my hair.
Oh, it's so pretty.
And I see my clown. Like you can see just very, like if I hold my head like this, you can see right here. See? A little tuft of hair.
Probably can't see it. But it's a beautiful one, Layla.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. I like your ball. What's your ball's name? Did you call it John?
Wow. Wow.
Trotters. Okay, that's good. It kind of would have been funny. Kind of would have been funny.
Wow.
That's awesome. I love it. I love the picture. I love your little cool Taran too. Super cute. All right. I like that. Thank you. Sorry, just got distracted. But I do. I love my screenshot.
Squirrel.
I love when people share screenshots with us. So thank you.
This whole podcast was supposed to be about screenshots. And then episode 2 happened. And I was like, this is too much work. Good God.
Well, you know, a podcast can be quite an evolving thing. You know, we've evolved a lot with this show.
Yes, we have.
With the other show, you know, with the things that we've done. So, you know, we've just got to go with it. But anyway, so thank you everyone who replied. We do appreciate it. I'm still trying to figure out where's... Where in Westfall? Seriously.
Well, because Westfall is hell. I don't like that zone at all.
I don't like that zone for real. I prefer old Westfall.
I prefer old Westfall more than new. Yeah.
Fan of new.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. We are way over time, so I guess we should.
You know what I was thinking? What if the next expansion, if the next expansion is a Cataclysm style one where they redo all of the quests in all of the zones, but then
Classic. It
goes to 1 to 60,
resets it.
Right? So that then you have to level through everything and then the other expansions are the power ones.
Well... We've already done it, so.
Yeah, but it's 10 years old, no?
No.
Cataclysm, I mean, it's old.
I know. I was saying that, was it last night I was saying about Wrath? It was Wrath still feels to me like it was 2 years ago, and it's not. It's not. It's just crazy. It's crazy. I still can't get it in my brain that Wrath is how many expansions ago?
It's 2008, right? So I think Cataclysm was 10, so Cata's only 9 years old, but...
Doesn't matter. It still feels like it was a couple of years ago, not 9 years ago.
I would like to see what Westfall looks like now. Is everything burned down to the ground again, right? It's so funny. That they burn everything down there. So, yeah. All right. Yeah. So let's.
Don't tell them.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yes. So, anyway, we didn't get any. I don't think we got any. Did we get any spam mail? Actually, we did get spam mail. So thank you to whoever it was that sent the spam mail. We appreciate that.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks really? For thinking of us.
Thank you. Delete. Anyway, for those of you that want to check out the website, don't forget, check out adventuresinazeroth.com. You can send an email to us, not spam, podcast@adventuresinazeroth.com would be good. If you've got a question, you want to send us a screenshot, go for it. You know, questions is good. If you want to tell us what you've been up to, do that too. You can tweet us. @ADVAzeroth. And of course, catch us live on twitch.tv/ADVAzeroth, which we are doing once a month, fairly regularly, I must say. My God, it does happen. Anyway, Stone, where can we find you, please?
You can find me on Twitter @STONEGRASP. What the hell? And my last WoW Challenges podcast, the show will be not this Saturday, next Saturday. So a week from tomorrow. So yes. That'll be it. For reasons. Yes. So you see reason. Everything on there. So
anyway.
Yeah. Exactly. Lita. Where can we find you, Lita?
Well, apparently I'm everywhere.
Wow. Wow. Oh, are you telling me that you get around? Wow.
Round, get around. Ooh, anyway, I'm on Twitter @LitaWow, which is LETAWOW, as well as that. Obviously, I've got Behind the Avatar, which we did a episode a week or so ago, which was great. We have got that. That will still continue to happen. As probably not as regularly as other things, because there's lots going on. And of course, WoW Challenges podcast, which is very big for me now. So, but we will have Fresley on this week, and Fair will be with me, and I get to talk to Stone next week. So I'm super happy and sad all at once. Anyway.
It'll be okay.
It's all good. We got to do what we got to do, right? Other than that, thank you everyone to the likes and the retweets, especially when we do the Where in the World of Warcraft Are We? We do have fun doing that. And you can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and aren't we missing one? Spotify.
We
are on Spotify.
It is on Spotify. Yeah. I haven't fixed it yet.
Somewhere.
You have to specifically search for our show. If you type in Warcraft, yes. It doesn't come up.
That's right.
I have to fix the tags for it. I'm just being
okay.
Lazy.
We'll get that. Yeah. Ali, I do get around.
Wow. I'm glad you said it.
Because
I know a few people.
I get around in the World of Warcraft.
I know a few people that would love for you to come on over to their neck of the woods.
Up.
Achtung.
Stone. Anyway. Play the outro. Anyway, thank you, chat room. Play the freaking outro. Stop it.
Peace.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta. Copyright
2019.
AdventuresInAzeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompidec.com. No copyright infringement is intended.